为什么说今年高考英语那道题就去多伦多找男朋友呢？
Why do you say that the English question in this year's Daakao should go to Toronto to find a boyfriend?
为啥说那是纯瞎编啊？
Why did they say that it was just made up?
今年高考这道题上热搜了啊。
This question from this year's Daakao Chinese National College Entrance Examination went viral on the internet.
这道题的内容是说，一个叫 Emily 的女的，圣诞节。
The question is about a girl named Emily celebrating Christmas.
想去找男友一块过，男友住。
I want to spend a romantic holiday with my boyfriend.
在多伦多，她。
Living in Toronto,
就冒着大暴雪半。
She braved the blizzard.
也开高速去找他，然后。
Go to find him on the highway at midnight.
然后路上车一滑，掉沟里了，然后。
Then the car skidded into a ditch on the road.
然后他看周围也没人帮忙，他。
Then he looked around and saw that no one was helping him.
就在车里睡了一宿。
He slept in the car all night.
我是货真价实的多。
I am a real one.
伦多博主啊，我。
Toronto blogger.
我就这么说吧。
That's what I'm saying.
Emily 那个恋爱脑我都先放一边。
Emily, let's put aside the love-struck stuff for now.
我就说这要是去年圣诞 ，Emily。
I told you if you had done it last Christmas, Emily.
要真在车里睡了一宿。
If I really slept in the car for a night,
她必死无疑呀。
She's definitely going to die.
她必死无疑。
He is doomed.
你知不知道去年冬天多伦多有多冷？
Do you know how cold Toronto was last winter?
都上新闻了。
They're all in the news.
有一周我们这气温是全世界最低。
One week, our area had the lowest temperature in the world.
把北极都赢了。
And the North Pole won.
就去年冬天。
Since last winter.
你放个冰箱。
Put a refrigerator.
在雪地里都能有人躲里头取暖。
There are people who can hide in the snow to keep warm.
直接看数据。
Look at the data directly.
这是去年12月22号安省高速上半夜的气温，零下21度。
This was the temperature in the upper half of Ontario's highways on the night of December 22 last year, which was minus 20 degrees Celsius.
每年冬天都有人在加拿大高速上翻车，被冻死。
Every winter, there are people who die on Canadian highways due to car accidents.
这一条条新闻都搁这摆着呢。
These news articles have been sitting here for a while.
你在这儿睡一晚。
Stay here for the night.
她都不是 Emily 恋爱脑了。
She's no longer a love-obsessed girl.
等被人发现的时候。
When discovered.
她都成 Emily 牌大冰棍了。
She has all become Emily's brand of ice cream.
啊，这是一道续写题。
This is a continuation of the story.
你要续写 Emily 之后的故事。
You need to continue the story of The Last of Us.
还续写
？Continue.
你连命你都续不上。
You can't even sleep, let alone life.
另外呢
？Also.
鉴于这是高考。
Given that this is the Daakao National Higher Education Entrance Examination.
那我也考一考加拿大的观众朋友们。
I'd also like to test my Canadian audience.
咱车掉沟里了。
Our car fell into a ditch.
咱们要做的第一件事情是什么？
What is the first thing we should do?
是什么？
What is it?
哎。
Oh.
哎，报警啊！
But I'm.
叫救护车呀！
Call an ambulance.
叫保险公司呀！
Find an insurance company.
跟修车行砍价呀
！Negotiating with a repair shop.
发小红书呀
！He's on Zyro Honshu.
结果你个大恋爱脑子
！Result, you big romantic.
你啥都不管你
！You don't care about anything.
你搁那睡了一觉。
You've been sleeping for a while.
你别跟我说。
Don't tell me.
手机没信号啊。
My phone has no signal.
多伦多周边的高速。
Toronto's surrounding highways.
它就不可能没信号。
He definitely won't have no signal.
就现实中真要有这样的人。
If there were really someone like that in reality,
他的八卦能传遍多伦多华人圈。
He said that gossip can spread throughout the Toronto Flower Circle.
然后这题呢，又说 Emily 后来被一对路过的两口子给救了。
Then the problem also says that later, Lily was rescued by a couple of passers-by.
然后两口子也不报警。
Then the couple didn't report it to the police.
也不送医院，反
don't go to the hospital.
反倒鼓励他把车给撇了。
Instead, encourage him to get rid of the car.
继续坐火车去找男朋友，偷车贼。
Continue to ride the train to find the boyfriend who stole the car.
这两口子明显是偷车贼呀。
These two people are obviously car thieves.
现在加拿大偷车的这么多 ，Emily。
Now there are so many thieves in Canada.
你赶紧报警啊！
You quickly call the police.
大姐，我
Sister,
我隔着屏幕，我
I am looking at you through the screen.
我都急死了。
I'm so anxious.
我都要。
I want it.
还有啊
，I
Emily, 不是我挑事儿啊。
I didn't start it, Millie.
但咱就是说，这大过节的。
But I'm just saying during the holidays.
你对象也不知道开车过来找你，完事儿。
Your boyfriend doesn't know how to drive and came to find you by car.
你失联了一晚上。
You disappeared for a night.
他也不知道给你打个电话啥的。
He didn't know how to call you.
他是不是外面有人的啊
？Is there someone outside?
不光是我，全国所有考生都在劝你分手。
Not only are all the other candidates in the country telling you to break up.
就这种渣男。
About this kind of scum.
你还向他奔赴而去。
You still go to him.
你活该掉沟里。
You deserve to fall into the ditch.
你不是咋的。
What are you?
他帮你办移民了吗
?Did you help me with the immigration process?
你没他办不下来是吗、哎、
You can't do it without him, right?
哎呀
Oh no
我突然间明白了
I suddenly realized
一通百通 Emily 是偷渡的
One for all, Emily is a stowaway
怪不得他不报警
That's why he didn't report it
也不去医院
Don't go to the hospital
他没身份呢
He has no identity
这道题呢是续写，考生要替 Emily 写个结局。
The question is to write a continuation of the story where the candidate has to write an ending for my.
有人给那男的写出轨了。
Someone wrote that the man had an affair.
有人给那男的写成 gay 了。
Someone wrote that the man was gay.
还有人写他俩天生一对的，全国1000万考生干啥的都有。
And some people are still writing about how they are destined to be together and how they will achieve great things.
就是没人送。
There is no one.
送他去医院，不过。
He went to the hospital.
大家放心，你们爱咋写咋写。
Everyone, please feel free to write as you like.
你就写 Emily 被外星人抓走去。
You write that Emily was abducted by aliens.
去火星玩了三天都没事。
Mars was fine for 3 days.
因为这一切很可能都是 Emily 被冻死之前产生的幻觉。
Because all of this is probably just a hallucination that Emily had before she died of hypothermia.
最后说多少遍了
？How many times have I said this?
高考不能让恋爱脑出题，催婚都催到高中生这儿了。
High school students should not be forced to marry due to the influence of love brain or the pressure from exam questions.
但关键你也没催成啊。
But the key is that he didn't even manage to persuade him.
你反倒是给这些考生上了
You actually taught these candidates
高中的最后一课
The last moment of high school
多伦多全是渣男
Toronto is full of perverts
下期再见，拜拜。
See you next time, bye.